Commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV. Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
Welcome, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereeden. We got Cindy hanging out again with us, or Miss Boise Bell, and we got Matt, our other compatriot in crime, and then Cindy brought an entourage today. Miss Ann's hanging out with us.
Good morning, Fairbanks.
How sweet that is.
Say good morning.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Yeah, they're all swinging around one mic over there. It's actually pretty comical. All right, so check it out. It's kind of cold today, and it's been raining. It's been real dreary, and it was a little froggy this morning. So, hey, do me a favor, and everybody else in this world, drive with your headlights on for the love of God so that people can see you and not, like, pull out in front of you and do other stuff. Anyways, hey, welcome again to Shooter's Corner. We're here at 97.5 FM, 660 AM. Remember, you can always listen live to us at kfarradio.com. Just click on that big orange ball that says listen live. If you missed a show, like, I don't know, the last couple weeks, we've had some really good content that we put out there. Always go to kfarradio.com, scroll down to Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereeden, click on that, and you'll scroll down to the archives at the bottom. Teresa does a really awesome job of keeping our archives updated. So, yeah.
Thank you, Teresa.
Real and relevant is what we are. But welcome to today's show for Patriot Day, which is what Congress designated September 11th back in 2001. So, all right. Before we get started with our show, though, I do have a special guest with us, Mayor David Prus, and he would like to make a public service announcement. Welcome,
yes.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Yesterday, sadly, a very exceptional individual was assassinated. And with that came out a presidential order. And what it was an order by the President of the United States to all public entities fly their flags at half staff. And so down at the city of Fairbanks, we complied with that order. And there's only two people who can tell me to do that. One is the President of the United States, and one is the governor of the state of Alaska, period. I don't get that honor. And no one else does. It's just those two people. So then you say to yourself, how do you discover that your flag's at half staff? So I walk into the office, and our receptionist, she wasn't there, and I take a phone call, and they're wondering if our flag's going to be at half staff on the passing of Charlie Kirk. And I'm going, well, we really can't do that. And I go, and I look out my window, and I see the flag's at half staff.
And there you go.
I go, well, I'm talking to this gentleman. I go, I don't think anyone, you know, the governor didn't order this. And luckily the chief of staff walks in. I go, why is the flag at half staff? And he goes, the president ordered the passing of Charlie Kirk. I go, oh, that's how it's done. So, and today it's Patriot Day. It's proudly at half staff for 24 years ago, the 9/11 date. So sadly, 2 days in a row, our nation has the flag at half staff. And but it's to remind us that many people before 9/11 or before yesterday's tragedy have given their lives for this country. And whenever I see the flag at half staff, that's what I think of too. This, you know, from before we were a nation, people giving their life for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So that's my
absolutely.
That's my statement this morning. We had a lot of calls in regards to why isn't it at half staff? And so this thought would bring that up whenever you see it. Only two people can do it, the President of the United States and the governor of the state of Alaska. And my chief of staff looked at me and said, I am neither of those. And I looked at him and said, I don't intend to be. So anyway, you all have a great day, and thank you for letting me come on the show. And Chuck, you have a great show here. I like
you. Oh, you know we will.
I know it. You all have
thank
fun.
You.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. All right. Hey, and also a public service announcement. If you ever wonder why a flag is at half staff in the state of Alaska, you can always go to the state of Alaska website page. It actually has flag status on there. It tells you why and for whom and those kind of things as well. So let's get the show started. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Also remember, C4 Training Group, Alaska Concealed Handgun Permit class this weekend. We still have, I think, only two slots that are available for that class this weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday. We hold those classes over at Alaska Ammo. You can utilize their classroom and their range. It's a great class, even if you want to learn about basic pistol and then also learn about use of force and the right to keep and bear arms in this great state. Let's see. Today in firearm history, all right? The September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks had lasting impacts on the U.S. firearms culture and legislation. In the immediate aftermath, gun sales surged nationwide. This is based on background checks from the NICS system. They increased by over 20% in some states as Americans sought personal protection amid the heightened fears, leading to debates on gun rights versus security measures. Right? So, welcome to our special edition of Shooter's Corner. Matt, Cindy, Ann, and Teresa. As always, running the board religiously for me because, you know, Chuck screws it up.
if I'm
over there, it's like, what button am I supposed to push? Like, why is this thing glowing at me?
if it was shaped like a gun, it wouldn't be a problem.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, so this is the 24th anniversary of that fateful day back in 2001. My heart, like so many others, turns first to reflection and then also remembrance. I think it's incredibly important that we as Americans remember that day. It had a significant emotional event or a significant impact on a lot of us that day. 24 years ago, our world changed in ways it could never be imagined. We do have a caller. So, caller, go ahead.
Good morning. How's everybody there?
Good morning.
Great.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're not on the roads because it's ugly.
Therefore it is.
Just calling to voice my concerns about the situation we're in. And to start right off, do I believe that we have a right to maintain our firearms? Absolutely. Do I think that they should be regulated in only cap and balls? No. We have the right to bear our firearms for a multitude of reasons, and protection against our own government was the primary reason that that was passed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. We're going to talk about some of the things that are occurring in our world right now, but I really didn't want to detract from the September 11th,
yep.
Patriot Day.
You know? Well, that's good, because there was a young man I've seen this morning was talking to one of our lady fearless leaders in our government and telling her about how he had spent 100-plus days in solitary confinement in prison after the 9/11 arrest, no representation, not brought to court, and yet held in prison for 122 days, I think he said he was, and he asked her how she felt about that, and her comments were less than stellar, to say the least. We have to do something with our bureaucrats and this society, and the only thing I can say at this point is God is the way.
Yeah, I agree. Not much different from the word bureaucrat and Democrat. They all end with R-A-T-S. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, talking out loud sometimes. Might get me in trouble. But
did you see what the Democrats did when the House opened up?
Yes, when they wanted to have that moment of silence.
And
yeah, that's representative. And you know what's also interesting about that, though, and I'll just talk over you for a second because I want to get this point out here before I have to go into this first break.
Go.
A lot of people say that that's our leaders. I disagree with that. I do not claim them to be my leader. They are supposed to be my representative.
Yep. Touche.
All right. We got to go into our first break. Thank you, caller. We'll be right back after this news weather.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks. It's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Setting up camp is some of the most challenging work in hunting. Doing it right makes all the difference. Visit Frontier Outfitters. You'll be camping in style. Find the right gear, a great selection of tents, even wall tents. Tent wood stoves, stoves by MSR Jet Boil and Coleman, sleeping bags by Kelly, Mountain Hardware, and more. Thermarest mattresses. Transport it all with ATV accessories and trailers. Pick up everything for your comfortable, successful hunting camp from Frontier Outfitters today. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
I've got great news for you if you're looking for a job, and I don't mean just any job. How about working with a dynamic team like Auto Trim Design? They're looking for you. They're looking for detail-oriented individuals who know the automotive industry, have excellent time management skills, a willingness to learn, and work well both independently and with the great team at Auto Trim Design. If you're interested, stop by Auto Trim Design on South Cushman and apply today.
Customized by Auto Trim.
KFAR weather.
Overcast today with a chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 50, winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Rain showers likely, lows level off around 37. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for isolated showers. High temperatures reach up to 45. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indery in the Shooter's Corner at 97.5 FM, 660 AM. We're here talking about Patriot Day, which is September 11th. Patriot Day was the official name established by Congress in December of 2001. But nonetheless, you know, there's significant emotional events that occurred yesterday. We're not here to necessarily talk about that. I want to make sure that I stay focused, or the show stays focused today, on September 11th and the events that occurred that day 24 years ago. I think it's important that we don't forget what happened, because as a society, as a country, I think we're starting to trend away from that. I think we're starting to drift. And so right, wrong, or indifferent, that's what we're going to stay focused on. So if you decide that you want to call in, let's make sure we stay focused on that, please, and thank you. All right, so in spirit of resilience that was demonstrated those days back in New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania, we always talk about precision and passion and the shooting sports we love. Obviously, it's a community that's bound by the shared values of responsibility, respect, and readiness. Today, we're going to pause just to remember and carry forward the lessons of 9/11 to protect what matters, to support one another, and never take a single moment for granted. So I appreciate you joining us, listening into the show today. Remember, if you missed any part of this, you can always go to our archives and listen to the show. Heck, you can go back and listen to it a couple times if you want to. September 11th, 2001, terrorist attacks resulted in the deaths of 2,977 victims, excluding the 19 hijackers. These deaths occurred across three main sites: the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the crash site at United Airlines Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The breakdown is as follows. Firefighters, 343 members of the New York City Fire Department, died at the World Trade Center. 343 firefighters. This figure represents the vast majority of firefighter fatalities. Additional firefighters from other agencies were minimal or not separately tallied in primary records. 71 law enforcement officers died in total at the World Trade Center and on ground in New York City. This includes 23 from the New York Police Department, 37 from the Port Authority Police Department, 11 others, including 4 from the New York State Office of Tax Enforcement, 3 from the New York State Office of Court Administration, 1 FBI agent, 1 New York Fire Patrol member, and 1 United States Secret Service member. There was 91 pieces of Fire Department New York apparatuses, primarily engines, ladder trucks, and other emergency vehicles that were destroyed or severely damaged beyond repair during the collapse of the World Trade Center. That was millions of dollars already there, but not even including the deaths of the first responders and the civilians. 2,192 civilians died at the World Trade Center, including office workers, visitors, and 8 emergency medical technicians and paramedics from private hospital units. This figure excludes first responders and accounts for the 2,606 total ground deaths at the site. Deaths at the Pentagon, and I know we have a caller, but I want to finish this. 125 people died on the ground at the Pentagon, including 70 civilians and 55 military personnel. Deaths in Pennsylvania, Flight 93. 44 people died in the crash of United Airlines Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That was 40 passengers and 4 crew members. There were no ground fatalities at that site. So your total victims, 2,977. I got to ask, what were you doing that day? I can tell you this. I was at that time the branch chief for the Bradley Master Gunner Course at Fort Benning, Georgia. And I remember being in my office and one of the guys came in and was like, dude, you got to turn on the TV. Like, I was like, oh, what's going on? And that's when they were playing the video of the first plane hitting. And then they were having a dialogue about that. And then in real time, I think most of the nation watched the second plane hit.
Yes.
Right?
I was taking a patient back, oral maxillary facial surgery. We're taking a patient back, and I saw the second plane hit. And we just all stood there. We couldn't move, couldn't say anything. We were so in shock.
I think it was at that point I said to myself, we're going to war. We knew that somebody had to pay for that, period. Right? Matt?
I was very young. I think that is one of the core memories. Like anytime I try to think back in my life to any memories of my younger age, everything is usually hazy or fuzzy. 9/11 is still now as clear as it was when I was witnessing it happen. I was at home watching TV, and I just remember the show we were watching gets cut off, and there's the first tower on fire. And early reports are that, you know, a plane had accidentally hit it or something was going on. Mm-hmm. And my father was one to never freak out. And he was sitting there like, wow, this is a tragedy. And then we watched that second plane hit. And
at that point, we all knew it wasn't an accident.
No. And in his words, I've never, at that point in my life, I don't think I'd ever heard him curse. And he said a lot. And he said, we're under attack. And I've never seen my dad like that before. And that's just been ingrained in me since then.
Yeah. And when the plane hit the Pentagon, we knew that that was not an accident.
Nope.
Yeah. You know, like 3 days later, I had to fly up to Reagan International for a class. And believe it or not, we were still doing those things. And it was the dynamic on the aircraft was, I don't even think you could put it in words. Like anytime anybody stood up on that freaking plane, like people were watching them like, okay, this is happening again.
Yeah.
I remember driving on, you know, the highway near the Pentagon and seeing that as well. And it was like profound because they didn't just attack the World Trade Centers. They attacked an institution of the United States Army, our services. And to me, that was direct impact. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's, I think, one thing people forget about, and we can't just put this away. There's a whole reason 9/11, never forget. This happened to us, whether you believe in whatever the cause, what someone attacked us on our own soil, and that's not okay at all.
Right. You know, and do all these numbers include all the people that have died from cancer because of all stuff that the chemicals used to put the fire out, and we're not counting all the people, you know, with their kids passed.
You're right. And so, you know, I wrote that up in my essay, but there's literally almost 50,000 people that have already died from, I don't know, what, injuries, disease, or whatever, like the cancer-related stuff.
Chemicals.
The other effects of that day, exposures. Yeah, exactly.
You.
And almost 50,000 people have died from indirect exposure or some type of exposure from that day.
Yeah, it's a rippling effect.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, and so you have organizations like Tunnels to Towers and stuff like that that have done an awesome job, I think, of, you know, doing contributions to those kind of helping those people out, I should say, you know. So it's insane. But Ann, what were you doing that day?
I don't know why. I was in bed. I was, maybe I didn't sleep good or something, but my son called me, and my son usually doesn't get very hysterical. And I, you know, we hadn't had a TV at the time. We don't watch TV. He was the first one that called me, and he thought it was the end of the world. And I just started calling all my friends that hadn't heard about it either. It was definitely a personal attack on all of us Americans, and I really took it to heart.
Yeah, one of the things that I also had to do was go out, and because all the Master Gunner students were out in the field. We were doing range days on that day, and I had to go out there and let them know what had happened. Some of them had already heard, like, because cell phones was kind of a thing then too, but had to go out there and, like, allow them kind of like a break in time to say, hey, if you need to, go call family, you know, make sure everybody's safe. I think we had one student that needed to fly out because his family lived in New York, and he couldn't reach them. So
scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been because the phone lines tied up or something like that. I remember we just dismissed him from the course without any adverse action, and so he'd be allowed to come back at a later date. But
it was definitely a state of panic.
Right.
It was.
So. All right. So I would say do we still have a caller on? All right. Hey. Call you with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here at Shooter's Corner. Kind of a remembrance day, but go ahead.
Hey, I'm with you, man. I remember having to be a New York trip, a Pan Am flight, nonstop. More than one time I did that. New York City, when they were building that Twin Towers, I saw the first four levels of iron up when I was 10 years old. And I want to tell people that it took more than just a few years to actually finish that construction and stuff. It was not just a one-year thing. It was a replacement in its place, if you call it that. But so, perspective of child from Fairbanks arriving at Times Square in the 70s, man. Wasn't real a nice place there. So that's my comment.
Well, I appreciate that. And we got another caller. Caller, you're with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt. Go ahead.
Are you there?
We are. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, real quick, I'm a Vietnam vet. I live here in Fairbanks, and I was over there in Vietnam in 1968. I had a 50 caliber machine gun in my helicopter. Used to fly 1,000 feet in the air, and I used to run through two barrels because I ran them out and shot thousands of rounds. These people with the college education, when are they going to go back to school and get a doctor degree? Charlie Kirk, why didn't they have any drones flying over these buildings? Didn't they learn anything last year about Trump? Duh. So why didn't they have drones flying over these buildings? That man would should have been shot and killed. So that's what I have to say, okay?
Yeah, appreciate your call, sir. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to... Maybe the last 15 minutes, we might be able to talk about some of that stuff that kind of occurred yesterday as well. But I don't want to start this essay that I wrote until I know I don't have to have a break. Because I think that one of the things that I want to hammer home is kind of like what happened yesterday as well. Like, our country literally, like, got in, I wouldn't say in step, but I think we, like, circled the wagons, if you will, on September 11th. You know, we understood that we were attacked by an entity. We didn't know exactly what it was at that time, but there's one thing that's innate about the American spirit, I think, at least for now, at least in some parts of this country, I should say. We understand that of who we are and what we are. And you know what? Maybe that's like starting to change now in schools. I don't go to school now. I went to school in the 70s. Like, we did the Pledge of Allegiance every day, and God was still in our schools. You know what I mean? Like, we had school prayer. Like, and that was in Idaho.
And I remember we did have students or other, classroom mates that didn't believe in prayer or wouldn't say the Pledge of Allegiance, but I didn't understand at that time. I was young.
Yeah, but it wasn't forced on them. It was still a freedom.
A freedom. I remember the teacher reading out of the Bible to us in the classroom.
Yeah, and you didn't even go to a parochial school. So.
No, I was a public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We nugging up on their that mandatory their break there?
Minute and a half?
Oh, my gosh, the clock's off again.
Chuck, something I think, this is our country, and people want to come to the United States and live, and I understand, I respect that. But when you come to the United States to live, to make this your home, when you're from a foreign country, that doesn't mean you go on and burn our flags. Then I'm sorry, you don't need to be here. You're going to burn the United States flag, you need to leave.
And you have kind of a valid point. We have lived in other countries before.
We have.
We understand what it's like to not be a citizen of another country. And we respected it. Like, you we were kind of a gray person when we lived in Germany. Like, we didn't walk around big American, like, flags and all that stuff. But then again, that was kind of like when the, you know, the Red Faction and the Bader-Meinhof gangs and all that kind of stuff.
But
like,
we were,
you understood that there was a terrorist threat over there still as well, let alone, like, yeah. But you still respected the other country, or if you wanted to be a citizen of that country, you assimilated into that country. You didn't make your own country within a country.
Yeah.
Because the other countries back then wouldn't accept that. Mm-hmm. But now we've seen what's happening with, like, Great Britain.
Oh.
They couldn't win in the Crusades, but they're slowly assimilating now.
Isn't it?
It's almost like the Borg.
Well, London.
Taking over Star Trek.
Yeah.
All right, we got a mandatory break, okay, for our national news and stuff. Stay tuned here with us on Shooter's Corner. When I come back, I want to read my essay that I wrote in remembrance of Patriot Day. Stay tuned. Chuck Hendry in Shooter's Corner, 97.5 FM. We'll be right back.
You can now find the legendary KFAR on the FM dial at 97.5.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The tribute's pouring in for Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, shot and killed during an event in Utah yesterday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Fox News.
He was a defender of our common Judeo-Christian civilization. He was unbelievably excited to walk in the footsteps of Jesus here. He valued our bond, the bond between America and Israel.
Police still searching for a suspect. A memorial event to the Pentagon observing the 24th anniversary of the September 11th terror attack. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth paying tribute to those killed and those who gave their lives to help others that day.
We gather to pay tribute to the first responders who charged into the flames and up the stairs. To those trapped on planes fighting their final fight. And to the families whose lives were forever altered by that fateful day.
Memorial events also at the World Trade Center in New York and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
On this day in 2001, 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four commercial airliners in a coordinated suicide attack against the United States. Almost 3,000 people were killed in the deadliest terrorist attack on U.S. soil. Two planes struck the Twin Towers in New York City. American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower at 8:46 a.m. and United Airlines Flight 175 struck the South Tower at 9:03 a.m. The impact and subsequent fires from burning jet fuel caused both skyscrapers to collapse within 2 hours. The third hijacked plane, American Airlines Flight 77, crashed into the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia at 9:37 a.m. The fourth plane, United Airlines Flight 93, crashed in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania at 10:03 a.m. Passengers and crew who learned of the other attacks fought back against the hijackers, preventing the plane from reaching its likely target in Washington, D.C. Over 400 first responders in New York lost their lives, as well as 125 people at
Streaming
the Pentagon.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Ride into winter with a friend, your Snowway Snowplow. Snowway plows are stronger, smarter, the most reliable plow in the industry. Their wireless controls eliminate messy dash installations and provide the ultimate in-cab flexibility. Better yet, Snowway's patented down-pressure hydraulics increase your plowing efficiency by 30%. The drive-in mount system hooks up in seconds, and their structural plow warranty is the best in the business. Stop by Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer on Dale Road near the airport, or call 479-6665.
Hey North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV North Pole.
Auto Trim Design has a variety of CompuStar remote starts available that are compatible with Drone Mobile, giving you the option to start your vehicle from your smart device. Ask about their proximity unlock feature that lets you unlock your vehicle as you walk up to it. No more searching for your keys while you're juggling groceries or school supplies. Auto Trim Design has been installing remote starts for almost 30 years. They're reliable, trustworthy, and stand by their work. As Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereeden, Matt, and Cindy, and our special guest, or Cindy's entourage, Ann. But nonetheless, welcome back. We're doing our remembrance of Patriots Day, that fateful day of September 11th, 2001, when the United States was attacked by a terrorist organization. I want to read this essay, so if you could, you can hang off on the phone calls and stuff, because I'm not going to pick up. But nonetheless, September 11th, 2001, the United States endured a tragedy that reshaped its national psyche. Nearly 3,000 lives were lost in coordinated terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In the immediate aftermath, America experienced a rare moment of profound unity. Flags flew at half-mast nationwide, strangers embraced in the streets, and President George W. Bush's approval rating soared to 90% as the nation rallied against a common enemy. This shared grief and resolve seemed unbreakable, forging a collective identity rooted in resilience and patriotism. Yet 24 years later, as the current generation of young adults has grown up in a post-9/11 world without personal memory of the event, the American people have demonstrated a troubling capacity to forget. Not just the details of that day, but its deeper impacts on society, security, and global standing. Compounding this amnesia is the role of our media ecosystem, which has splintered the nation into ideological factions, eroding the very unity that 9/11 briefly restored. The speed with which Americans have moved on from 9/11's trauma is stark, particularly when viewed through the lens of generational shifts and evolving priorities. Polls conducted around the 20th anniversary in 2021 revealed that while older Americans still vividly recall the attacks, 64% of U.S. adults at the time said the events had permanently changed how they live. The sentiment weakens among the young. By 2025, as the 24th anniversary approaches, surveys indicate a growing disconnect. A recent McLaughlin and Associates poll found that a vast majority of voters, over 80%, want 9/11 history taught in schools, underscoring fears of future attacks, but also highlighting a perceived knowledge gap among youth. For those under 30, the attacks are abstract history, akin to Pearl Harbor for their grandparents, rather than a lived rupture. The enduring physical and emotional toll, nearly 50,000 first responders now battling 9/11-related cancers with underfunded health programs, fades into policy debates rather than national imperatives. This forgetting isn't mere negligence. It's accelerated by a culture of rapid news cycles and social media where yesterday's catastrophe is today's meme. The initial post-9/11 surge in national prime has dissipated, replaced by apathy towards the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq that claimed over 7,000 U.S. lives and trillions of dollars. At one 2021 Pew analysis noted, the attack's legacy persists in heightened airport security and surveillance, but the emotional cohesion has fractured, leaving a nation that honors the day with ceremonies while debating its relevance in daily life. If forgetting 9/11's impact represents a passive drift, the media's transformation into a divisive force is an active betrayal of the unity it once amplified. In attack's wake, outlets like CNN and Fox News provide wall-to-wall coverage that bridge divides, fostering a sense of shared reality. But over the ensuing decades, the media landscape has evolved into a polarized echo chamber, deliberately segmenting audiences into factions to boost engagement and profits. Partisan cable news, exemplified by MSNBC on the left and the Fox on the right, now caters to ideological silos, with Republicans and Democrats trusting nearly inverse sets of sources. Social media platforms like Facebook and X, formerly Twitter, exacerbate this, feeding users content that reinforces biases and amplifies outrage. A Brookings Institute report highlights how these tech giants fuel extreme polarization by prioritizing viral, divisive narratives over factual reporting, turning complex issues into us versus them battles. The result? America is no longer a monolith but a fractured mosaic of factions. Urban liberals viewing 9/11 through lenses of Islamophobia critiques. Rural conservatives emphasizing endless war threats and independents caught in the crossfire of misinformation. This media-driven division has profound consequences. Trust in news has plummeted. Nearly three-quarters of Americans now believe media exacerbates political divides, eroding the communal mourning that defined 9/11. Where once the attacks united us against external terror, today's factions weaponize memory. One side accuses the other of forgetting victim sacrifices to justify isolationism, while another decries overreach in the name of security. Studies from Pew and Carnegie show that effective polarization, dislike of the other side, has surged more in the U.S. than in comparable democracies, with social media intensifying partisan hatred without being a sole cause. The irony is poignant. The media that broadcast 9/11's horror in real time has since commodified division, turning national reflection into partisan fodder. 24 years on, America's forgetfulness of 9/11's full impact, its human cost, its cause, call for vigilance, signals a deeper malaise. Coupled with media-orchestrated factions, it risks repeating history's mistakes in isolationism. Remembrance ceremonies persist from ground zero readings to community service days, but deep, true honor demands reclaiming unity over division. As we mark Patriot Day in 2025, perhaps it's time to remember not just the fallen, but the fragile solidarity they inspired and the forces eroding it today. We got to protect our families. We got to stay strapped. We have to stay vigilant. Be good parents. May God help this country. That's it.
Very nice.
Send my peace. I have nothing more for the show.
No, you still got time. You got time for callers to call in.
Hey, so yeah. Let's do that. We got some time for callers to call in. And what I would like for you to do is just maybe share with us what you remember about that particular day, please, and thank you. All right, caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hello, Chuck. This is this is Montana Kid Hammer, Colonel Montana Kid Hammer. Thank you for your show today, and I'll make this brief. There was a period in American history from 1820 to 1870. If you look at that in your calendar, you'll know what it is. We are beginning to suffer that today. Thank you again for your show. Appreciate it.
Thank you
for calling in. And, oh, by the way, he's going to be our guest next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Woohoo. All right. You know, I just got to say this, though. So I wanted to really emphasize how we did kind of circle the wagons. We became a country with resolve. We understood what the objective was at that time, right, which was essentially Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Right? And now our focus has shifted. Like, I think the media has done the job that it's wanted to do, and that is to divide everybody in this country.
Yeah, they've done well.
Because why? It commodified. And if you've looked that word up, it literally means they have taken the media and turned it into a commodity.
Yep.
For profit.
Money.
It's money. It literally is based on the number of clicks that they get. So.
Sad.
It is sad because they could do much better. I remember watching the news when I was growing up as a kid, and it was just the facts. It was like, you know, Walter Cronkite, and it was like all these other people that, you know, you actually respected back then. Now a talking head gets on the news, like, I don't believe anything they say.
We've lost our integrity.
We have.
No, we haven't.
We haven't, but.
I would say that there's people in the news media that had none to begin with.
Yes.
And I think we now have people that are in Congress, right? The alleged leaders, if you want to call them that. And I will never subscribe to that. They're supposed to be representatives. But nonetheless, who never experienced this. They were toddlers when this happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You get me on a soapbox? Oh, by the way, I am. I have a mic in front of me.
If I could.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
We don't have a lot of time. What really irritates me is... It's not even a left versus right thing. It's good versus evil. They're in with 9/11, the country 100% came back together. That's one of the biggest talking points that I always see is how everyone was unified. Everyone was flying American flags. And the other thing that I never have seen is during and after 9/11, you didn't see people blaming the United States for Al-Qaeda's actions like we do now with someone goes and, you know, shoots up a school or whatever. It's the school's fault for talking about certain things. It's not the shooter. That wasn't happening. You had a country that was undivided, came together as one, and wanted to resolve the issue that we had, which was terrorism. And it's so frustrating to see now that that is not the – we somehow blame the victims. We don't hold people responsible for what they have done. And there's like just no one seems to care at the larger scale. If our president says something negative about the victim, or excuse me, the perpetrator, he is now the worst person on the planet. But then you can have 1,000 people out there saying something terrible and horrifying about the victims, and they're cheered for it. I do not understand it.
I don't get that either. Go live in a communist country.
Yeah, let me know how that works out for you when you want to voice your opinion there. Let me go close this out before we go into a mandatory break. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, which means non-divided.
Right.
With liberty and justice for all. We got to go into a break.
Yep.
Be right back here at Shooter's Corner. Chuck, Cindy, Matt, and Miss Ann is our guest today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Remembrance of Patriot Day.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks. It's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Who turned out the lights? It's lighting season in Alaska, and you don't want to be left in the dark. At Auto Trim Design, we carry a wide variety of Moose lights from Vision X and Baja Designs, Tiny Monster LED headlights, and backup lighting to keep your path bright. Your safety is important to us. Drive with clarity and peace of mind with Moose lights professionally installed. Stop by Auto Trim Design today and let us design the right package that fits your needs. Auto Trim Design's philosophy hasn't changed in over 40 years. We treat every customer the Alaska way, with honesty, integrity, and respect.
You can plan on it every day. You're either building something or you're repairing and adjusting stuff around the house. The list is long, from squeaking hinges to the annoying kitchen cabinet that refuses to stay shut. Well, there's always something, right? Sticky doors to the occasional wiring job and everything in between. You need tools, and Century Hardware has your back with the hand tools, power tools, and the largest selection of fasteners in the interior. Open every day. Century Hardware. What you need right now.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 50. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 37. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, Matt here at Shooter's Corner. Patriots Day, September 11th, 2025. 24 years ago, our country was attacked. I don't care what anybody else wants to call it. We were attacked by a terrorist organization, and we've covered that. So if you missed that part of the show, feel free to jump on the archives at KFARradio.com, and you can scroll down there and listen to this show from the beginning. I got to tell you, emotionally and like... this is a powerful show. I think if you missed the first part of this show today, go and listen to it in its entirety. Go back and listen to my my commentary, if you will, my essay that I wrote, because now we're talking more about how our country was divided. I like the fact that, Matt, you said that this isn't about, like, political affiliation. This is good versus evil.
It absolutely – it's – you can't blame a certain side for the – they're bad people.
They're all kind of complicit in it. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on, to be quite honest with you. I think they're all the freaking same anymore up there.
Yeah. And if you try to do the right thing, say the right thing, bring up things that are backed by statistics, you're considered evil for that. Not
If you state facts, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. If you don't stick with their narrative.
Yep. Nope. And what sucks is, I think with today's day and age, you know, when someone says just Google it, it's free, they pull up the first result. But the way they are looking something up is they're wording it to a narrative that'll fit them and get them the result. They're not looking at the broad scheme of things, right? For anything nowadays, I can have arguments with people or discussions, and I'm going to pull up every fact I can looking at both sides because I want to be correct. I don't understand why the mentality of these people is I need to be correct. But they're not willing to face the facts and admit they were wrong. And then I think that stems ignorance and some sort of hatred against people who might be right in certain situations. And then it becomes weaponized. It's volatile. And then you get to where we're at now, where the people that are representing us don't seem to care. You get people who are cheering for these perpetrators. Like I just, it's very hard to wrap my head around because it's common sense things that, again, it's not common, but I just don't get it.
You know, Chuck, everybody in Congress that didn't want to have silence, voters need to look at that next election coming up.
Yeah, the problem is the ones who weren't being silent, you know, what Cindy's referring to is yesterday in Congress, they wanted to have a moment of silence for the Charlie Kirk incident that occurred, right?
Yeah.
And so there was a select group of people, certain political affiliation from certain regions of this country that didn't want to participate in that, so they caused a ruckus, and to include even using the F word in our own congressional halls. So, yeah, totally disrespectful in my opinion. And so that, you know, and to me, that's the one that matters. But nonetheless.
Well, in my opinion, too.
I would agree.
Political party doesn't have anything to do with it. He is a human.
Right. I didn't want to necessarily get into that because of September 11th thing.
Yeah.
We might touch on that a little bit, but callers, listen up. If you want to call in and just talk briefly about maybe what your experience was or what you saw on 9/11, maybe how it made you feel, we're willing to take phone calls in for that. Like, please participate. This is also your show sometimes too. I only asked that nobody call in just when I wanted to do my essay because I didn't want to be interrupted. Because to me, that was powerful.
But to me, it's important. We've got elections coming up now.
Oh, where I was going with that train before I derailed it in my own thought process.
Yes, you did.
Was that the people that are from those particular locations, their voters, they agree with them. You know? I mean, let's look at like a bartender who gets elected into Congress, who's worth nothing, and now is worth like over $20 million net worth, right?
Yep.
Like, okay. You say you're a socialist, right, or a communist, but boy, you got off of freaking rich really freaking quick, you know, on a capitalist system.
Yeah.
And she ain't sharing that, right? Like, she ain't opening her doors for a bunch of other people to just come in and stay at her, you know, squatter at her house, right? That ain't going to happen.
Don't forget, they immediately start paying for security. They have armed guards and everything, but they are pushing immediately for the opposite. You shouldn't be afraid. You shouldn't be afraid of these people. You shouldn't do anything like that. Nope.
Oh, and by the way, you can't have firearms to protect and secure your own family and your safety, but I have armed security.
I think something was, not to talk about yesterday, but a quote came out of yesterday that I thought was actually really good at representing a certain side of a political faction. You can't preach gun control if you are going to praise someone getting killed. You just can't. It doesn't matter whether it was yesterday, doesn't matter any school shootings. You don't get to talk and say, we need gun control. But then when someone with a different view than your own gets murdered, you start cheering and saying, thank God, that's not, you're in the wrong. Doesn't matter when it was, doesn't matter how it was, outside of people who have done actual harm. But seeing people a few weeks ago talk about, it was 9/11's coming up, and it was I think more people should have died on 9/11. And I remember reading that thing, what is wrong with what's going on right now?
Wow. Right. That's deep.
Well, it's like that representative from, like, I don't remember where she was from. Don't really care. But what did she say? It was like, some people flew planes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, really? Of course, then you have to consider the source.
Yep.
You know, but that's the mentality. That's that narrative they try to push. But, and I hate that word gun control just as much as I hate the word gun violence.
Yeah.
Well, I guess hate is a strong word. I disagree with it. Like, my guns have, they have no control over what they do.
No, they don't have feelings.
They don't have feelings. I control them. Yeah. It's a human interaction that requires, you know, that they require,
yeah.
Right? So gun violence, no, guns aren't violent in and by themselves, right? And my guns have perfect control over themselves because I don't own a SIG 320.
You did.
I just had to throw that in there.
No, it's light.
Poor
this
SIG.
A show yet. Sprinkle of light. It needed to happen.
Yeah.
Poor SIG.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we do have a caller. Caller, you're here. Chuck, Sandy, Matt. Go ahead.
Hi there. This is Randy. Yeah, I
Mr. Randy.
I remember that day, and my sister is the one who called me to let me know about it, and I switched. I hadn't heard about it till then, and I switched on the TV and set my VCR and started recording all the news coverage, and I have never yet to this day ever rewatched that news coverage because it's too horrific to watch, you know, no point in watching it again. But, I mean, you see pictures of it, still pictures here and there all the time, you know,
sure.
Now and then.
Yeah.
But I think it's good that we bring this up on this day and remember what happened. I also like to see a special emphasis on the brave policemen and firefighters that
yes.
went toward the carnage and the horror of the burning buildings
yes.
and fearlessly went in there. I think that's what, and even though it cost their
it
lives, like
them.
Hundreds, several hundreds of them died just trying to rescue others. To me, that's the main thing that should be emphasized there. And of course, we're very sad about the 3,000 other people that died in that thing. But one thing I'm bringing up here, and maybe it's disturbing for me to say this, but one thing I don't ever wanted to see is to what Obama, President Obama, tried to proclaim, or did proclaim, that September 11th, 2009, was going to be a day of service, a day, you know, the Patriots Day, day of service and remembrance. I do not want to ever see this day made into some kind of holiday where people are given time off to go do good deeds or something, because a holiday is supposed to be a holy day commemorating something that is good. Just like I would not want to see Pearl Harbor Day turned into a clean up the beach day or something, a pick up trash, you know, something mm-hmm. like that where you're servicing, because it was something horrible and terrible. It should always be remembered in the history books, and we should talk about it now and then. I know the calendar, my calendar anyway, you know, marks December 7th as Pearl Harbor Day, you know, which is okay. You know, you remember it.
Right.
But we don't want to turn it into something wonderful so that the terrorists can say, oh, well, okay, we did that, took some lives there, but at least you Americans are celebrating having a day off and barbecue day and doing good deeds on that day. That would make me sick for that to happen. So
that's a good point. Yeah. That's a very good point.
Yeah, no, you got a valid point. And I don't know the context in which he was trying to say, hey, a day of service. Like, I would never detract that way, but maybe it was something to the effect of, like, hey, go out and do something good for somebody else kind of thing. But, yeah, I get absolutely understand your point.
Okay.
And thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Man, I just got so many things that are just kind of running through my mind about, you know, the events that have occurred. This is sometimes a good versus evil thing. Yeah. You know, the light rail event that occurred in Charlotte where the Ukrainian lady was stabbed. Matt, you had a valid point that there was other people that were on that train that just didn't get up and do anything.
Right.
And it's probably because of the perception of some of the things that have happened in some jurisdictions where somebody did stand up for the right thing to do, and then they get persecuted for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like in New York or whatever. Where was the one where the Marine stood up?
The Marine stood up, and he put that man in a chokehold trying to help everyone else out. And what happened? He gets dragged through the media. He gets dragged through the dirt.
Yeah.
He's put in jail until it came out that, hey, after a year of trial and error from the government.
And what is the financial and personal and the emotional cost of that to that poor guy?
His life, who fought for
everything.
Our country. He fought for our country.
Yeah, exactly. It's insane.
Yeah.
So I think we need to remember the Patriot Day all the time. Like, this is going to be a standard on this show, and we'll just make sure that nobody forgets. Yeah. I don't think we need to forget it. When we start forgetting our history, that's when we're going to start repeating it again. So thank you for listening to our show here today at Shooter's Corner, KFAR Radio, 97.5, 660 AM in the great city of Fairbanks, Alaska. Drive safe. Make sure you have your headlights on, for the love of God. All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. To listen back to this or any past episode, log on to KFARradio.com and click on the archive page. And thanks for listening.
News and conversation. KFAR 6.